Mike, turn your games down.
Hi, we're doing a movie episode of Games My Mom Found. I am Mike Cupperton, and who's changing in their really great Zords for a car with me tonight?
Gerbil Wizard Red Fox.
I am Joe Butler, and I made a pact with the demon to marry it, but I forgot that demons are ugly.
We are here to talk about a movie that I got the name wrong the whole time. We are here to talk about Turbo, a Power Rangers movie. Not Power Rangers Turbo, like I always thought. It's a Power Rangers movie, because, you know, there's going to be a bunch of these coming out, you know, right? Every 2 years, right?
Yeah, sure. Yeah,
I mean, that's what they must have thought.
I did know it was the whole Turbo beginning to the title, and yet every time I look up this damn movie, I put Power Rangers Turbo movie. Like, I always, I default to that.
Yeah, I always thought it was just called Power Rangers Turbo. I never realized it was called Turbo, a Power Rangers movie, which is just like, when you name it like that, that feels like you're planning to do more of these.
I'm sure they probably did, but I would assume during production they were like, yeah, maybe not.
My guess is that it didn't do very well.
No, if you see the score on IMDb, it's like a 3.6 or whatnot.
You know, it's not a bad movie.
People were not very kind to this movie.
It's the damn gerbil's fault.
To me, it is.
You don't need, if you took away that the stupid guy in a costume of the wizard and you just put a short guy, like, hell, just hire Warwick Davis and just have Warwick Davis be Warwick Davis, movie would have been 10 times better.
Honestly,
might have been Willow, but it would have been 10 times better.
I would have accepted it way more.
So it's just like, why? Oh, and I want to do my version of this plot of the movie real quick. So the plot is some wizard in some faraway planet is being hunted by a dominatrix looking pirate that wants to marry a demon. She needs him to open the door. So he's friends with Zordon. So he goes to Earth. She goes to Earth. And the Power Rangers look for him. And then they end up trying to save the world. There's my plot.
I mean, even if it's not the greatest plot to begin with, but if you're going to do that, does it really got to look like Snarf from fucking Thundercats?
Well, that was the 90s. ALF was like super popular. So everyone's like, we got to get on this. Because funny enough, you go and look, I think I talked about this last time. There is a Kamen Rider show for America, and he also has a weird gremlin creature that hangs out with him.
Dumb. I hate it.
Hey, and I, at some point, one of the reasons why we're doing this also, because on eBay, I saw a listing for that actual mask. It's falling apart, but you can buy the actual mask used in the movie.
You know, it's hard enough seeing that thing on screen for the one time that I plan on watching this movie again. So, if I had to see that every day, I don't know if I would live.
So what you're saying is me and Mike are going to buy the mask. I'm going to fly over to Mike. We're going to drive down to your house in the night and like do it like Godfather style and like leave it in your bed covered in blood.
Oh, my God. We'll be killed.
Oh, my God. Like, oh, they were intruders. I didn't know who they were.
Oh, what a nightmare. I would hope it's a nightmare.
I know I saw an advertisement for it at one point. Someone's like, hey, do you want to buy this? And I'm like, no, I don't.
How much was it?
Is it still for sale because nobody wants it?
No, I don't see it now. But I did find one prop used item of the key that they used, the Morphers. You can buy that for $2,500. Or no, yeah, $2,500.
I guess.
Or best offer.
The actual key from the movie.
Yeah, one of the ones they used.
You get it and it's just like the legacy one from Bandai.
I guess it comes with a certificate too, so.
I guess.
But still, I mean, first thing, I wouldn't even want a toy of that Morpher if I was even into this. I mean, I like this movie, actually. We'll get there. But why would you even want a toy of that? Like, it's just stupid. It's a dumb well, Morpher.
Back in when I would hang out with my nephews, since we were all gigantic Power Ranger fans, like, they actually had the key Morpher from back then.
Okay.
And it was kind of fun. I mean, when you're a kid, just messing around with it. But as an adult, no. Turbo's not. Oh, that's hideous. Oh, my.
It is $2,000 with a $200 delivery fee.
Look at it. It looks like Chucky when he got blown up in Child's Play 2.
I guess it's still on eBay. Nobody wants it.
The Morpher is the whole Morpher set, which honestly, low-key, if I had $2,500, I actually legitimately would buy.
Oh, it's the whole set?
It's the whole set. It's the key with the wrist morpher.
Mm.
That's a cheap thing.
It's kind of cool. I mean, that's, I feel like, relatively cheap for All four.
It's just one, all, I think, right?
I thought it was four.
I mean, the picture for the eBay that you stopped by, I think it was just one, I thought.
Well, it's just, no, it's just, it's one morpher, but it's not just the key. I thought you meant it was just the key. It's the key and the morpher, but it's just one.
Oh, got it.
Yeah, still, yeah. Just, God, this mask is ugly. It's been on sale for a while now, like over a month it's been on here for
That's
sure.
It? I know. Oh, I thought you meant like way longer.
Maybe could have been. I just know for sure that it's been a month because I saw it and laughed at it. So why would people?
You have to be the most diehard Ranger fan that buys everything to get that.
Yeah, no, thank you. I have no damn interest that much in that. Okay, so I had never seen this movie before. I remember when it came out vaguely, but I wasn't interested. Like I was done with Power Rangers at this point in 1997.
I think a lot of people from our age group were starting to fall out of it as we got a little older.
Were you weren't still into it in 97, were you?
Yeah, I was okay. Into it until probably around 98, 99. I'd say 99 at the very least, because I stopped watching for the most part when Lost Galaxy came out, which was two after Turbo.
Okay, because it was Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, what I know, the first season, and their second season is with Rocky in them, right?
Yeah, that's when they came in, and then they had a third season with the same team. Then it was, I guess if you want to count Alien Rangers as like a little side one in between. Then you had Zeo, Turbo, Space, on and on and on.
Okay, that puts me, because I was really confused about this, because I was like, because in this movie, they start off with the Zeo powers. And I was just so fucking confused, because they even show it in this movie at one point when, for some random ass reason, they go to the tropics to go find the wizard, and when the girl is falling down, she morphs, but then Tommy just dies and he's just fine. So
yeah,
I thought that was odd.
Well,
it was.
So one thing, I watched that video that Rich sent, and I like a lot of the theories, but a lot of things that also people don't understand either is that this is just straight up the 90s. So it's like, hey, we're losing money sales. And I think technically at this time, we were at least a maybe good 5 or 6 seasons behind Super Sentai, as opposed to currently. I think even though the show's ended and we made our own season, we're only like 4 seasons behind. And so they're just like, fuck it, we need to sell more toys. Just shit out the new toys.
Pretty much. Oh, and this movie also starts with scrolling text too.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's how you get your plot. A sinister marriage and bring forth a reign of terror on the galaxy. So I remember this villain. For some weird reason, it's weird that I remembered her. I remember seeing her toy and stuff, but was she part of the main series too after this?
Yep, she was the main villain in the entire Turbo season.
Okay, who's the villain in Zeo? Is it Lord? Is it still Zed?
No, it's King Mondo.
Okay,
which is a big fat ass robot.
Okay, because I was just so confused how they went from the Zeo stuff, and then I was like, what is Rocky still doing here? Because like Rocky's in this movie in the beginning when they're training, and then he just hurts himself. Which I feel like, would you be okay after that at all?
I don't know. It depends on how you fall, man. Yeah. That was kind of a high fall from the ring.
But also, how the fuck do you jump kick somebody and then fly out of the ring like and fall?
It was
like
some bad camera cutting. Like it didn't match up completely. But hey, whatever.
Like that was their way. Like, well, we got to get rid of him, even because he is a Ranger, but we don't want him now because we want the kid. So how can we get rid of him? What if we have him jump out of the ring and just hurt himself like an idiot? Yeah, there we go.
I felt like. Some the editing choices in this movie weren't great to begin with. Like the special effects, the editing. Granted, special effects were better in this than the 96 movie, but it's like I almost feel like they underestimated their fan base. Like, what did they think was going to watch this? A bunch of 5-year-olds or a bunch of kids that have been following the series and some newcomers along the way? So I felt like they really thought 5-6-year-olds were going to watch this and not notice almost anything.
That's fair. That's completely fair, because, yeah, I mean, it feels like you shouldn't be questioning things, and I was questioning things.
Yeah, they completely, like, even the goofy-ass gerbil wizard, I mean, that itself is just the biggest eyesore and choice of, like, for the fan base they were targeting.
I hate it. I understand why you hate the wizard, because he doesn't need to be there. Like, I'm okay with the fact that there's a wizard. I'm not okay that we didn't just take a shorter person Well, hell, just take the guy that's in the suit, take off the suit, and I'm good to go. Give him the same outfit, just get rid of the mask.
Just the thing, the entire thing was just hideous. It's ugly as hell. And then the sounds it makes, like this gurgling, like purring noise that might be congestive heart failure or death rattle. I don't know, but it's fucking disturbing.
And like, I was just so confused because, like, I knew that the people had left, but I was when I see Rocky, I see Tommy, I see Adam from the other, and I'm like, what is Adam doing? Like, Adam's still here, and God, that hair in this is terrible. Like, give him back the short hair he had in the first movie. Like, oh my God.
I like him when he has long hair. What you talking about?
I didn't like it. I was like, it just doesn't look right on him. I don't know. I met the guy. Actually, I've seen him once when he came to the convention. And I'm just like, just, you know. And it's, hey, who would believe it when I saw him 2 years ago, he had short hair. Can you believe that? He doesn't look like that. I don't know. I know it's the 90s. You know, I get it. Like, it. I don't know. I was like, it's a small complaint. But I was like,
yeah, I guess it's more of a 90s thing for the most part.
I mean, every single guy in this movie has one earring in the ear. So, I mean, nothing surprises me anymore in the 90s movies.
No. Fair. Very fair. I was going to ask you that, Joe. Is it on the ear? Like, wasn't that a thing back in the 90s?
That was a thing back in the 90s, but no one has neither confirmed nor denied which ear is the gay ear. So
back home here, it was like the right ear was the one. Like, back then, I don't know if that's still a thing, but... That's what I was being a thing thinking.
When we were kids.
You do what you said?
I don't remember what year. I just remember being a thing.
Oh, yeah.
I also remember it being a thing when I was a kid.
Not that far off from us.
Yeah.
But I don't know. There's some.
Well, the movie takes a lot of liberties, and it's a lot of stuff that basically is like that. And I don't know if it's also like a Japanese thing. And I also feel like it goes the other way around because a lot of like the cars are popular cars in America. And of course, someone had to be like, yo, what if we made one of the Power Rangers a kid? That way we have like a bigger fan base. Because I also remember when I was a kid and Turbo came out, kids my age were pissed that there was a kid Power Ranger because it didn't make any fucking sense.
Oh, yeah. Even on the Toys That Made Us, they bitch about there's a guy they interviewed and like, they're like, when did Power Rangers go bad? They're like, Turbo, they brought Justin in. Fuck, everybody hated Justin.
Honestly, I almost lost it when it came to, and I don't want to blame Justin necessarily. I think the entire show, for various reasons, was kind of ridiculous. Yes. Justin was maybe one of those reasons. Beetleborgs was conceptually, like, it was successful for the most part. Conceptually, it was fun. It was a little different than Power Rangers, but when they tried to merge that and give that same feel to Power Rangers is when it hurt. Because Power Rangers wasn't known for that. And then you get like, you go from like cool ass dinosaurs or like mythical Zords like in Zeo or what have you to cars. It's like, I was so pissed. I was like, I don't give a shit about this.
Yeah, it's so bad. I don't know what the Zeo Zords are because I've never watched Zeo. But like, I was like, cars? Why? Of all the things you can play with in this sandbox. And somebody's like, you know what would be cool? Cars.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, no, the Zeozord's actually pretty fucking cool. I could see why people were pissed.
I mean, I just see them morphed in, like, star, circle, square sign. What the fuck? Like, okay.
Yeah, those symbols, like, so when they say Zeo Ranger 1, right? That's pink. She has the circle because there's no edges. And then when you get into 2, it's a Yellow Ranger with the two bars. And then Zeo Ranger 3 is the triangle, 3 points. They kind of have a thing going there with that.
Oh, okay.
Not that it really has significance, but that's what they're going for.
I mean, from what I see, it looks way better than what I saw in this movie when they do more finally in the end of this movie.
All right, so the Zeo Zord was actually, I think, one of the first toy Zords I ever got, like a full-on actual Zord. And pretty cool as Zord for the most part. The only thing I don't like about it, those feet that you see there, they pretty much stay like that. They're not anything. Like, when they're on their own, single Zords, that's it. It's just a foot kind of like rolling around on its own.
Okay.
That's why you see wheels on the bottom of them, because that's what they do.
It was just... I mean, I also was surprised how much in this movie they don't morph. They don't morph until an hour 15 into this film, of an hour 40 film. Oh, I think hour 15 or hour 20.
I did not like that. It took a long time for them to morph.
I mean, come on. Didn't you want to see all these actors just in regular, in regular costumes? You know, just regular street clothes?
That's one thing they did right in the 96 movie, is they actually had them, when they morphed, it felt like a big moment.
Yeah.
And here, it didn't feel that way.
Also, I did laugh that when Adam gets the new mech, he doesn't complain like he complained in the other Power Rangers movie we covered.
He got the toad. He got a minivan. I mean...
Yeah, I would have been complaining. I would take the damn frog over that minivan.
Oh, I just thought that was so funny that, you know, it was like, you know, here you go. Like, here's this car. He's like, oh yeah. And I'm like, last time I saw you in a movie, you weren't so happy.
So speaking of which, because I made this comment in the last movie, and it's funny because I'm on the Turbo Wiki and I went to the actual show. Can y'all genuinely guess how old the Rangers are supposed to be in this movie?
Are they college age?
Nope.
What are they supposed to be?
They graduate high school at the beginning of Turbo, of the show.
Okay, I guess.
They're all 30.
Oh, yeah, the actors themselves.
Yeah,
like,
the actors. Yeah.
Yeah,
well, is that still a thing where we have to hire 30-year-olds to play 16-year-olds? That's still a thing? Yeah, probably.
Yeah, kind of. Because in the newer seasons, they're 20-year-olds playing like 18 to 19-year-olds, but they're like 21, 22. But they
that's fine.
But we've gone to a point to where, you know, being an actor isn't as bad as it used to be. So they're allowed to actually, instead of back then where it's like you guys have to stay like 19, 20 for the next decade. It's like y'all are good for this season. We'll get a whole bunch of different actors for next season kind of thing.
Well, Jason couldn't have been too old. Austin St. John, because he was like 18 when he first started as Red Ranger in season one. So he had to be mid-20s?
Yeah,
I was not expecting him and Amy Jo Johnson pop up in this movie. I was not expecting that.
You can imagine like that for older fans or ongoing fans when I was a kid, like that kind of redeemed a good amount of the movie. When they showed up,
I mean, it got me excited. I'm not a Power Ranger fan. I mean, you guys are unfortunately making me one, but I am not.
Unfortunately,
not mean unfortunately. Power Ranger fan. Like, oh, hey, well, before this, I went and dug out my Red Ranger signed, and I have my Red and Blue Ranger that are both signed next to each other now because I'm like, and then I was like, I should get the other Ranger signed too.
Would you say you're morphing into a fan?
I am, and I saw my White Ranger pop, and I was like. Oh. For multiple reasons.
Yeah.
I'm getting that one signed. I'm like,
I don't know. His daughter does some signings. Get that.
Hey, you know what? I would. Closest I'm going to get. So. She is a White Ranger now, isn't she?
She's the, I guess, in certain iterations, green.
Okay. Hey, if she went to a convention, I'd have her sign a Green Ranger.
In the new comic that Amy Jo Johnson wrote, or co-wrote, that's coming out. It's coming out next month, like on the 7th. Jason David Frank's daughter is a Green Ranger in that.
That's cool.
Yeah, I'm really excited for that.
It's still sad. Like, it was a little sad seeing him in this movie, and I'm like,
honestly, yeah, it was. There's not, like, I couldn't really watch it without thinking about that situation.
It's sad that we lost him.
I turned my brain off for this movie. I'm sorry. I'm not going to lie. I also fell asleep, like, towards the end.
That's completely fair. When one of your plot points is that the kid hid underneath a bed while the Rangers come in and go, hey, we're going to talk about stuff that we don't want anybody to know, but we're not going to look in the room, make sure anyone else is here. We're just going to assume and start talking. That's one of your plot points.
They're also in a public hospital, so it's really weird to see like five teenagers walk into a room and they don't leave.
Right. Or any nurse could have walked in at any time and saw them like teleport out of there.
Mm-hmm. I mean, and it's a hospital. People are coming and going all the time.
Especially because like, you do. It doesn't really very specify it, but he fucked up his back apparently. Not in real life, but in the movie. So you'd think that there'd be someone coming in and out to make sure he's hopefully not going to become paralyzed.
Right.
But also, like, if you had a secret power you don't want people to know, like, you'd be a little more careful about it. Like, you all go in the room and then you just all morph out of the room, and nobody's gonna wonder what the hell happened to these five people that came into the room. Like something. I don't know. And then, you know, I mean, the whole point is that for Justin can hit his head and then find out that, oh, they're the Power Ranger.
Mm-hmm.
Justin didn't bother me. It was just weird to me to be like, we have this actor, Rocky, but we got to get rid of him. So we're going to have him hurt himself so that he can give his power to Justin.
It's even weirder because you.
Well, I guess not give his power, but have him become the Turbo Ranger because he's still a Zeo Ranger.
That's the weirder part, because they start this movie off and Rocky's wearing blue. So I guess you're supposed to assume. But also, if you were like five or even any other age, you walk in this movie, you look over at the poster, which is on the wiki, and the kid's the Blue Ranger on the poster giving a big goofy thumbs up. So it's like, OK, so something's going to happen.
Yeah, you know that he's the Blue Ranger. Like, it's just you just know already. And I just thought it was just so weird. And like, when I watched the lore video that Rich had sent us in the chat, where it's like, they're like, Zeo's the most powerful Rangers of all. And I'm just like, and you changed it for Card.
And no good explanation in universe as to why they did it.
So in your video, supposedly, what the video said is that it was draining their powers, that it was slowly killing them.
That's one of the theories, yeah. But
that's a theory that's not in the actual.
Yeah, it wasn't actually stated.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. Okay, never mind. That's stupid. I thought it was actually canon somewhere.
So, as an example, like the Gold Ranger, Jason, at the end of Zeo, he had to let his powers go because it literally was draining his life force. Like his powers were a little bit different than the other Zeo Rangers because his came from an alien, like from Triforia. It was like three triplets that would like merge into one to become the Gold Ranger. It was too much for human physiology, so he had to let it go. Eventually, Ard would kill him. So people assume the same thing with the Zeo power when it comes to that.
Okay. I didn't realize he was in Zeo, so it makes sense why he was in this. Like, I was so surprised when they're like, hey, we need to capture two humans, and they just capture the original Pink and Red Ranger that just happened to be scuba diving together.
What the fuck were they doing out there?
I was thinking.
Maybe.
Man, that's what went through my head.
they're literally scuba diving, and when they rip their mask off, they're like, oh, we're gonna be late for like the karate match. And it's like, why were you in the fucking ocean scuba diving then?
Who said they were only scuba diving? Huh? My theory's more right. Like, hey, she's dating Tommy, we don't want him to know, so we're gonna fuck out in the water.
Yeah, well, at this point, Tommy, if you didn't notice, Tommy and her already are not a thing anymore. They're already done. They are shipping a love story between him and Kat now.
That's a new Pink Ranger?
That was the new Pink Ranger.
Is she supposed to be Australian?
She is an Australian actress, yes.
Okay, that works.
Are they married? Because I know in the reunion, they very much have at the end of the episode where one of the Pink Rangers is like, all right, I got to get home. Tommy's waiting for me. You know how he gets. And they're like, bye, everybody.
You're talking about in the movie that came out last year?
Yeah.
Yeah, they had a kid together and or a couple, and yeah.
Oh, is it Kat or is it?
With Kat, yeah.
Okay, all right then.
Oh, that's cool. Oh, she's in that Forever and Always movie, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what? I'm actually starting to get interested in that movie.
You're this far in, you gotta watch it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you know what? There's only gonna be one reason why I'm going to watch it, so.
And then you'll probably cry like I did, because I legit cried at the end of that movie.
But I want to watch the other, I want to watch the 2017 or?
Yeah, around that. I think it's 2017.
Yeah, 2017. I do want to watch that probably next when we get there.
Yeah, I need to see it. I haven't seen it since it came out, so I'd like to kind of see my thoughts on it now.
I saw it once, and I liked it. And then they have Skull and Bulk in this movie, too, for no reason, but it works.
You know, I almost wonder if they improvised some of that trash they did.
Like, they had to. The German accent was funny, though.
I don't know why. What I'm getting at. I thought it was hilarious.
It had to be. It had to be that they start improvising. Somebody's like, this is funny. Just go with it.
Yeah, I thought it was great. And you know, I don't know if you guys noticed, but pretty sure Skull, when he was like messing with that hot dog at the stadium, like he dropped it and he was trying to put mustard on a bun with no hot dog on it. And then like when he wipes it on the cop's face or the security guard's face, the hot dog is back.
I think they're cops. Because I did see that they said it said police on part of their uniform, which is also funny because it goes into a haha. The school bullies became police. Everything is full circle and it's true.
I think they're security guards, but it looks like cops.
Yeah, because they were going through some training crap, and probably Zeo. I don't remember anymore. But that was a continuation on from the show.
Okay. I was also so confused with the Yellow Ranger because I kept thinking it was the girl from the previous movie at first. Bucky. I'm like, she looks different, but and it was bothering me. I'm like, but she does look kind of like her.
You even saw her in person. You still thought it was this other one?
I did at first. I mean, we saw her in person, but it was like, how many years later? You know, 20-something years after this.
She had a mask on too, I guess.
I was like, I don't think that's the same woman, but like it's the same. It's a Yellow Ranger. And I'm like,
yeah, they traded her in Zeo.
It's okay. I very much get Rocky and Tommy mixed up. Or I get Rocky and Jason mixed up a lot. So it's okay.
That's fair. They don't look that far off from each other sometimes. But yeah, that kind of threw me for a loop. Was Amy Jo Johnson in the Zeo stuff at all? Or is she completely gone from the Rangers?
No, she was gone by then. She left season 3 of the original run. Okay. That's when Kat took over. Kat ended up taking her original Pink Ranger powers. And she was actually introduced as an evil ranger, kind of along the lines of Tommy, just nowhere near the scale.
Oh, that's cool. Does it have a 5-episode story arc?
I think it is a multiple episode arc. I don't know about 5 episodes, but it was Green a multi.
One is 5.
And she can turn into a cat.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Like, I don't think she had evil ranger powers at all, but she was like some type of like agent, I think, for Zed or something along those lines. It's been a while, but
so why is Zed and Reed are in this movie for one stupid, stupid scene?
And you know what? It's fine.
It made me laugh.
Yeah, it was fine.
It didn't make me laugh. It made me uncomfortable because they fucking.
How can you say that? He's just in bed. I mean, it's normal, right? Yeah. I mean, I don't know just how like the hell you're fucking at, but.
Just like your theory with Jason and Kim. I mean, everybody's kind of going that
way. Hey, my Jason Kim theory makes more sense, I think. But no, they're definitely fucking. There's no question. It's all the same thing. I'm like, when did they get together? And then he has a sleep mask on over his visor. I thought that was hilarious.
Yeah.
You only see it for a second, but he has a sleep mask on.
It's the second movie where Zed and Rita are taking a back seat to some new villain. Like, Ooze was the same thing. They went in a snow globe in that one.
Yeah, but they were. That's why I was curious if they were active at the time of this season or like right before this season.
Well, I'll tell you this. They actually show up. And like after Turbo, they show up in the space season also.
Oh, that's cool.
Smaller roles, nothing major, but they're there too. Because I think there's a scene where all the villains from around the like solar system or the galaxy or whatnot converge and have a meeting. They're there.
I also didn't really understand in this movie why they have the zeal for that one moment, which confused me. But, like, they don't want you to, like, they don't ever, like, they could have transformed into Zeal and then get Turbo powers, but I guess maybe they didn't want to confuse people and have both in this movie.
I wish they did. I really wish they did. I don't know what the reason was to why they didn't. I mean, if they didn't have footage, great. Did they not have the suits anymore? Like, how did that work? Did they never have the suits?
I'm sure they had the suits. They must have had it at some point. I mean, you can't make a whole show without having some footage.
Yeah, they could have used it, you know, showed that transition. They handled the transition better in the first movie.
Yeah, the armor doesn't change, but the mechs, the Zords changed.
They could have done something, but to almost completely ignore the Zeo powers, I think, was a pretty big mistake.
I just didn't like that there's just so much of them as just actors. I want, like, there's not a lot of action in this movie.
Yeah.
No,
they go on a boat. At one point, and they fight weird-looking crab monsters. You know, of course, no morph in here either. Like, I'm just like, you guys morph all the fucking time. Like, why not morph? Like, I didn't get that. Like, you see Putty's like, okay, let's morph. And here you're like, nah, we're good, guys. We don't need to morph. We don't got the budget for this.
It's even weirder because, like, I know it sounds really goofy. You have her fight the fucking... They have them fight those weird pod monster things. But she has, like, her own weird, like... man cat minions that are made of metal. I think those things are pretty cool looking. They should have just kept using those things.
The man cats is what you said.
yeah, they're big man cat people.
The Piranatrons.
Is that what they're called?
I thought you'd like that name.
Oh my god.
But that yeah. But then we get even to a weirder part where we reveal Divatox is holding another baby Muppet and the wizard Muppet. So I guess those things are cursed.
They cut you off mid-sentence. They're like, no more.
I was just so confused. I'm like, Joe.
That those damn wizard gerbils, they look exactly the same. It gives a new meaning to go fuck yourself.
So here, look at my wife. She looks just like me.
And she's so hot. She looks just like.
Hey, you know what? Some people would be completely okay with that out there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. 100%.
There'd be some people like, you know what? I'm the best person ever, so it's okay. I get to fuck myself. They'd be okay with that. So I didn't really think about that, but that's because it's the same fucking, like, you know, costume. We're like, hey, we're going to have you make two and maybe give this one a little bit different hairstyle. There you go. God. And hey, don't forget the wizard ends up. You have a 5-minute scene, it feels like, of the wizard walking with chimpanzees for no reason at all.
Oh, that was so dumb. I hated it. And they play this like little Lion King movie or music in the background.
It's just weird. Or I was also thinking to myself when the Pink Ranger breaks her foot after she falls and he just keeps carting her in the jungle with him. And I'm like, can't you guys just teleport at any point? Like, couldn't you just send her back? And then it's like, as soon as they get the wizard, like, okay, and they all teleport. I'm like, and each person teleports separately. And I'm like, could have teleported her back. Like, no, you got to stay with me. You can just limp along. Like, come on now. Like, fucking asshole. Well, I get the point. It's because the wizard heals her, so we have to have that scene. But yeah, still, it's like, fucking send the girl back home.
We have to prove the gerbil's, like, super magical for no reason.
Ugh.
I also like a little bit earlier than that, where they're like on the cliff and he's like, you want some water? And they pull out like half a Coke can.
Yes!
And split, yeah. Like, they just chug on like whatever, how much info water is in that thing.
And then Tommy drinks it too.
Yeah.
It looks like you're right, it looks like a half a can or even that, like a quarter of a can. I'm like, how is there, like, is this some like invisible water just keep filling up somehow? Like, what the hell, guys?
Also complete missed opportunity. You know, a lot of these things are always like, you go buy the toys, guys, buy the toys. There was no fucking Power Rangers fucking survival pack when I was a kid. I would have paid top dollar for that.
I mean, it seemed pretty damn useful. It almost looked like, it was weird as shit, too. They're in the water, like Tommy's in the water, and that backpack looked like it was like a flotation device almost.
Yes.
And then they put one on Kat anyway.
And it disappears immediately in the next scene when she's still in the water. He puts it on her, and then when you see her again when they're just coming out of the water, he must have just took it and threw it back in the water. He's like, we don't need this. We're going to litter. I mean, I did enjoy this movie. I have complaints, but I did enjoy this movie. It's a turn off your brain movie and watch.
Yeah, I tried so hard to just throw all my expectations out, just to be completely brain dead watching it. And that's like, I think it was like midway through, maybe 40 minutes in, I was like, man, I need some distraction. I opened up my phone for a bit and kind of let things roll. I was like, I just got to get through this.
I laid in bed because I was tired and I don't know what to do when my wife goes out for the night. And I'm just like, what should I do? I can play video games. I can record. I can edit. Or I couldn't record. I had no plans. But, and then I'm just like, I'm going to go lay in bed and watch Power Rangers Turbo for an hour and a half and lost track of time. And I will say this.
It was the only thing that was like good for me watching this, not only seeing those actors again, but just feel it, like I got the same feeling I did back in, what was this, 97, 98?
This is
watching this and like having that nostalgic feeling for back then and how Power Rangers were back then. Like, that's the only like good thing I really got out of it.
No, that's fair. I mean, it brought me back too, especially when I saw the two original Rangers that I wasn't expecting. Like, I was so surprised when they showed their faces and I couldn't believe that they brought them back.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking to myself, did they actually get paid this time?
No.
Probably not. Saban needs his money, you know. It's expensive when you get all your footage for a show from overseas and don't have to film anything, you know. It's expensive.
But what's even funnier too is you can very much see a bunch of the budget cuts. I think it's fine that they use the suit. They basically use the suits that they're going to use for the show and the movie. And I'm kind of fine with that because I feel like the suits in the last movie were, even though they were pretty cool, they're a little bulky. But man, did they severely cut the budget for Zordon. He is basically just a JPEG against the wall.
His mouth
doesn't move, by the way. I stared at it. It doesn't move. And now that I know how much they spent on that, that they literally brought the guy in one time, put the makeup on, paid him $400, said goodbye.
And they had like one side shot that they would like switch from side to side.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it. It was completely different from what face they were using in the show.
It's weird. It's just it's just a strange. And this villain, I like this villain, actually.
Divatox?
I like Divatox.
Divatox isn't bad. You know, I never had a problem with her, even back then.
She really did kind of like just have a look to her. I'm like, all right. I'm okay with
so, she actually does double duty in the actual series. So she plays Divatox, but she also plays the Zordon replacement in Turbo also.
Oh, they got rid of Zordon?
And Zordon is gone after this movie, yeah.
Oh, is there at least an explanation?
I don't remember anymore, but yeah, I think they actually give us more of an explanation than when they got rid of the Zeo powers, so yeah.
It was the explanation here was that they needed the turbo powers to protect them to get them to the Nemesis Triangle or something like that.
Sure.
I guess.
The writers were like, oh, they're going to be 6 years old. It doesn't matter.
And one thing I was thinking about it is that when they first go to the galleon ship to ride to the Nemesis Island, they don't have the kid yet. And they only have 4 keys, but they need 5 keys to operate the boat. And Zordon just sends them off, even though they haven't. And they're like, okay. And I'm thinking to myself, like, the boat needs 5 keys. You have 4 keys. Not going anywhere, guys.
So
yeah, he just sends the kid.
And he mentioned, because most people, like, all right, so they thought about this one. They're like, how's a, like, 13, 14-year-old, you know, going to drive that Jeep or whatever he's got? And they actually mentioned it in the movie. He's like, yeah, Alpha gave me a crash course in driving.
That's how you don't need a license to drive a Zord.
Yeah.
You don't need a license to buy what is essentially a big go-kart.
And, you know, I was thinking, like, correct me if I'm wrong, but don't the Zords fight monsters, too, before they morph together sometimes in the show?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
So,
it's a
rare. Turbo, what do they do, just drive into them?
I think some of them have weapons on them, or all of them. I don't know.
I mean, because you can't drive into them. That's your power. Just smack into them. I don't know. Just the car. I remember as a kid when I saw they went to cars, I'm like, this is fucking stupid.
According to the Wikipedia article, Zordon and Alpha 5, or is it Alpha 6, go back to Zordon's home planet.
They replace Alpha 2?
Yes, they replace Alpha 5 with Alpha 6.
It's a horrible voice. If you listen, you should do that maybe after this, but listen to Alpha 6's voice and you're going to be pissed.
Not the same actress.
No.
Why did they replace her for?
Well, I don't know, but okay. Listen to it. I can't wait for your response.
Okay, I'll do it after this recording. I've never watched Power Rangers past.
I don't
first season.
I don't remember shit from Turbo, which is also a bad sign. Like, I legitimately remember probably up until the end of the original Power Rangers. And maybe it was just because I was watching tapes or reruns as a kid. But then I immediately remember what comes first, Time Force or SPD?
It's Time Force.
Okay, so I remember Time Force, and then yeah.
So one thing to keep in mind, if you guys don't know or don't remember, all these actors you see ushering in these new powers and all that kind of crap, none of these Rangers are going to make it through the end of the season. They all get replaced except the kid.
Wait, really? What?
Everybody? Yeah,
all of them.
Holy shit.
Is there at least reason for it?
I don't. Yeah, they have like a whole, like, maybe it's a 2-3 parter to where they show the transitioning of power. But yeah.
Was it the actors wanted out?
I think it's more of that. Yeah. I mean, they were getting, like you said, they're getting older, like fucking 30, playing 19-year-olds or 18-year-olds. So maybe that had something to do with it, too. I don't know. But yeah, they all leave.
Oh, wow. OK. I didn't expect that. Like, why go through this whole big movie just to change people? Like, don't you think you'd want the movie to kind of like showcase new Rangers?
You would think so.
Also, the whole thing with Justin, where I was laughing at this, when he morphs, he gets taller.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, you guys, you didn't have to do, like, just why?
I do think it's funny that they have the actor act like a 12-year-old, too, whenever he's still morphed. So I think that's really goofy.
All the voiceover is him still. Yeah, it's funny as hell.
And to be fair, it looks like, well, I mean, I don't know the show, but I mean, yeah, this movie would have been new footage shot. I was going to say, like, he looks stupid. Or, I mean, he acts stupid, too, like, in the costume. But I was like, well, yeah, it's new footage. I was like, oh, they just copied what was already there. They had to, but no.
Yeah, it's all new.
No, there's just some. I was also sad that there's no, you know, the Blue Ranger, Billy, he's gone. Is it Billy? Yeah, it's Billy.
Yeah, Billy's gone. Billy, they actually show him. They write him off in Zeo.
I was sad. I mean, you have Tommy and you have Rocky and you have, I'm like, why not? There's no Billy, like my favorite of the Rangers when I was a kid. He's a nice guy, too. I met him. He seemed annoyed with the whole. I mean, he seemed tired. I should say he seemed tired.
Billy?
Yeah, the actor when I met him at the convention. But yeah, he was old. Really good. He was good with his fans. He did the whole, you know, he did the whole thing with you. He was a nice guy. He seemed annoyed with his handler.
I wouldn't mind meeting a guy maybe one of these days, if it makes sense.
You should. As a huge Power Ranger fan, you should meet these people. Like, it's fun. I got a signed Blue Ranger Funko Pop for him.
Yeah.
I think I need to go meet the guy that played Zach, finally.
Should.
He comes here quite often, and I'm like, I should. Just start, try to complete the set that I can, at least.
So, there's a weird plot that they, like, half-ass in this movie, too, where...
There's a few.
Yeah, there is a few, where...
The whole movie.
Where Jason and Kimberly are in like the bottom of the sub, and Jason has this fucking watch. And he's like, when we hit 100 feet, we can like knock out the wall and swim out. But then they do it immediately and don't think. And they're like, oh, no, the water's rushing in. We should just hold it until we get to like 100 feet. And it's like, why wouldn't you wait till you hit like 100 feet, then knock it off? Like, you guys know it's going to let water in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. I'm like, you guys knocked it off, your choice. Like, you could have just waited, like, you did some of it and just waited. It was stupid.
And then Kimberly Shark gets stuck and Jason gets left behind.
Was it just me, or did he look like a Jedi for some reason in those scenes? He has a cloak on and he's walking. All I could think of was Return of the Jedi.
Yeah, he kind of did.
Okay, it wasn't just me.
That link I sent is purely just so you can see the new Rangers, not for all the information.
I might read the information, maybe. You got me to care about Power Ranger. When we started doing this set of Power Ranger stuff for the podcast, I'm actually starting to get into them a bit.
It's great, man. It's fun as hell.
It's a different level. Still can't believe this movie was released theatrical.
Yeah, I know. Should have been straight to DVD or VHS.
And it made... What did it... The box office of this movie was 9.6 million.
I mean, they spent like $500 on this movie.
I mean, they had Saban's... If Saban had his will, they would have. That guy seemed pretty cheap. I mean, it's just some weird... There's a lot of weird choices, like putting them on a boat to have them sail to the island. Like, I don't know. It just seemed weird to me. Like, why are... Like, that whole... Everything with that was just seemed stupid. The island was okay, where they run into, like, the people, the natives that live in the island are all followers of that god or something. The demon guy.
This was the 90s.
Yeah.
This was the 90s when you can get away with that. Now you can't, because that was pretty bad.
That was pretty racist. Yes, it was. It was just a net. I'm like, okay, yeah, you're right. It's very much just, it's the 90s. Oh, and then, did you notice, like, there's a couple different times when Adam, when he goes up and uses the binoculars and he looks at the torpedoes and something else. Did you notice that even though he's high on this mountain, the camera angle is right next to the item? Not zoomed in from the top. Literally right in front of it where he's not, with the camera angle of the goggles that he's looking through. And I'm like, you couldn't even try to angle it or anything? Come on, guys. But again, 6-year-old wouldn't notice that, would he?
No, that's the target fan base.
not a 36-year-old watching this movie for a podcast. Are you trying to tell me? I was also thinking that part, to go back to the thing when they break open the water and they do that, they don't grab Skull and Bulk till after the room is filling up with water. Like, don't you think you would open their door and get them out before you decide to flood everybody?
You would think, right?
Nah, that's fine.
I mean, because you're just wasting time. And I don't know if you're aware, but when you're underwater, you can die. I mean, come on now, people. Why wouldn't you free the people, get them in the room that you're in, then pop the sucker open, and then swim out? Because the whole reason that Jason doesn't escape in time, because they spend so much time swimming around that he doesn't have time to get out. Even though it's pointless, because Kimberly gets out, washed up on the beach, and then gets tied up to a raft thing, to a table, and then taken to be sacrificed. And I'm just like, you just wanted to tie her up, didn't you, movie? Like, that's all. Just, you didn't want her to be escorted like Jason is being handcuffed. You wanted her tied up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay, movie, I see what you're doing here. Mm-hmm. It's just, yeah, I thought that was kind of odd. You didn't even need to have them. If you're just going to have them get captured anyway, why not just leave them in there? Why have that whole moment? But movie's got a movie, I guess. Oh, and did you notice that when she washes up on the beach, the camera just focuses on her ass at one point?
Yeah. I mean, she was looking pretty good in this movie, I'm not gonna lie.
I'm checking it right now. Let's see how many, it's about 3 to 4 seconds. They just focus just on her ass. I just thought that was hilarious. I'm like, okay, I mean, if your audience is 6 to 10 year, you know young boys, hey,
yeah, 6-year-olds are really gonna be into that.
Not 6-year-olds, but the older brothers will.
Older brothers, yeah, for sure. And the dads watching it with their kids.
It was just hilarious to me. I'm just like, this isn't necessary. You didn't need to just focus on her ass. You could have just had the shot be farther back, but literally a good chunk of the screen is just her ass. I don't know. It was just funny. I'm just like, this movie. Strange movie. And it isn't, on the island, they finally use the Zord. You have that whole moment when Adam gets all upset thinking they're dead, but apparently these cars can drive in water too for some reason.
Yeah, and even in the show, they actually get more cars on top of that. They have two more that are more sentient and that can fly, I think.
Okay.
And why? The Red Ranger, it's another red one that's like a 90s Camaro.
So this is why you have a Camaro, huh?
It might be. I don't know. It might be why.
Young Rich was like, he had a Camaro. I want one, too.
Because I thought I thought about it one day. I was just thinking about the seasons of Power Rangers. I'm like, wait a second. Was that I think it's lightning something, whatever. It's something, right?
Red lightning. Is that
Red Lightning? It was that's a fucking, it's Camaro, isn't it? I look it up, Red Ranger Camaro, Power Rangers Turbo. And they're like, yeah, it's a goddamn Camaro. I'm like, oh, wow.
Well, did you ever tell Sheila this yet?
I don't.
And I never will.
I have to remember this when we meet someday. And she'll be like, okay. She'll look at me like, I don't give it. I know he's obsessed with Power Rangers. I already know this.
Well, she won't be surprised.
She won't be.
So I know Rich knows. Mike, did you notice what their morpher dance is? I actually don't know what the correct term of it is.
No.
It is them shifting and driving a wheel.
Okay, I think I did notice that. But I erased it from my memory from 2 nights ago, apparently. That is terrible.
It's there. I mean, it's, you know, that they, I think they even said that they had to come up with it on their own because, you know, I'm pretty sure Saban's an awful writer. But I very specifically remember, I think it was either the guy who plays Tommy or the guy who plays Austin St. John was talking about it. Like, yeah, a lot of those stuff we had to come up with on our own. And that's what the turbo morph dance is. It's just shifting into gear and driving a wheel.
That's so dumb. Like, can't we just have what we had in the original show? Something like that. Just have him yell out and go, I'm driving a Porsche, and turn the key. Like, come on, something. I mean, that would be stupid too, but at least it would be, yeah, no matter what, stupid.
I'll send y'all the one for the Japanese one for the most recent one they had, the Super Sentai one, because there's a whole like dance, like the morpher shoots out like 10 robots that dances around them and it sings a whole song. Like,
it gets more fighting evil by moonlight, winning love by daylight. Wow, don't do that. I'm interested.
Sailor Moon.
I like Sailor Moon a lot, sir.
Oh. Who doesn't like Sailor Moon?
Hey, never said anything was wrong with it, but you just busting it out is fucking wild.
Just busting. You have no idea how that song lives in my head rent-free.
It sounds so, just like the Japanese version, too. Like the melody, everything.
I like Sailor Moon a lot. Hey, there's a Sailor Moon RPG for SNES that I actually covered on this podcast.
That knockoff
one's a good game, by the way. It's actually a good RPG.
That knockoff one's also on sale on Steam, too, I think.
What is?
The knockoff Sailor Moon game that's made by the people that made Cthulhu Save the World. I think it's supposed to be.
I have that. I want to play that for this podcast, but I keep forgetting to put it on the show. It looks cool.
The one thing that I do like, too, is after they transform, we have two instances I think is cool with the suits. One that I don't think they actually have ever brought up in the show, but they're like, oh, we can't drive up to them summoning a demon, so we'll just have to go by foot, and they're running like 60 miles an hour.
Yeah, I was like, okay.
Well, they never bring it up in the show, but it's a thing that they bring up in the comic where it's like, oh yeah, you technically do have, they're supposed to have super strength and super speed, and it would make sense that they also have like heightened senses, or even like their powers would be themed. That goes even further on in like the Dino Force when they also have dinosaur powers.
There's actually a couple more times where they have dino powers, but the era that you're probably talking about has to be Dino Thunder, yeah.
Dino Thunder, there we go. I also
watched the morphine. Oh,
sorry, told you. Keep going. I also like that the helmets have little lights that actually work. That part was also really funny.
Hey, too, and this made more sense than just the Yellow Ranger having lights like in the first one.
Oh, God, yeah, it did.
I think it's funny when they morph, like, and just the old 90s CGI of it, because their body, like, changes each time, especially with Justin. He goes from short to tall.
Oh, I noticed the bad 90s CGI from the opening, like, intro.
God, it's so stupid. And they just wait too long to morph. Yeah, hour 12 is when they morph from the turbo.
Wow.
Of an hour 40-minute movie. So we get the last, like, roughly half an hour of them in suits. But that's what you're here for. Also, is the weird villain with the cone-shaped penis head, is he in turbo, or does he just die?
He's in the show.
She kills him in this, doesn't she?
He's in the show.
Well, he's a robot, so it's fine.
Okay, I guess he's technically a cyborg. Does he what?
I thought someone kicks him in the fire.
Divatox throws him in, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, and then why the fuck is he back? Like, he's probably because he was in the show originally, so they're like, well, we already got to make the costume. Yeah, okay, I'll take it.
Now, my favorite part, which is me reminiscing about this movie, because I'm pretty sure there's at least another handful of people that agree with me, is watching this as a six-year-old, and whenever Kimberly and Jason are lowered in the fire, and they come out and they're evil, and Kimberly's evil, and I'm like, I hope this doesn't do anything to me in a couple years. And then Jason's also buff and sweaty and evil, and I'm like, I really hope this doesn't do anything to me in a couple years.
All I could think of when they were being lowered into the fire was Indiana Jones, the Temple of Doom, when Willie's lowered into the fire, and he's trying to turn the thing, and they're hitting him, and that's all I could think of in this. But in this one, they don't go in the fire, but they get turned. Well, that was weird.
One thing I want to add here is Divatox, even though she's probably one of the goofier main enemies they've had, good one, but she actually succeeds in taking down the command center.
She's in charge of Ola, you know?
She succeeds, and the Rangers have to flee, and they end up, that's how In Space starts. They end up going out in space.
Oh, that's cool. They used a way to kind of connect it like that. That's kind of cool. I did like Evil Kimberly. I won't lie. I was like, okay.
I thought she was great. Hot. Yeah.
You know, I'm with Joe. But I wasn't a kid. I was 36. And I'm like, okay.
I want to say in the original series, they actually like kind of played with the idea of her turning evil. It had to do something with Rita, and I don't know if it was like possessing her or just turning her for a bit, but she was evil for a little bit. They obviously revisited it here, and then you got the Boom Studios comics to where she went full on Ranger Slayer.
Oh, she's evil in that. That makes sense by the title.
That Ranger Slayer is such a sweet fucking outfit too.
It's cool as hell.
I have the figure of it.
Hey, same here.
I saw the Funko Pop of it, but I didn't.
Oh, it's so cool. So in that continuation, it's Kim, but from the Coinless dimension with Draken and all that.
Oh, okay, that's cool.
That's his like personal assassin.
That makes sense. Girlfriend now is his assassin. I'll take it. No, in the Boom comic, does it change Rangers too when they switch to different stuff, or does it just stay Mighty Morphin?
No, so the original Rangers that we all know and love and grew up on, they're in the comic continuously.
Okay, I'm okay
with that. The season 2 Rangers also come into play for the long term. So okay. You got to remember the whole thing with the Omega Rangers, Jason.
Yeah, you tell me it was some of the original people.
So the season 2 team end up coming in, taking those powers over. Obviously, there's a new Green Ranger at some point. Then there are, like, especially through Shattered Grid, and then a bit beyond that, you begin to see other Rangers show up. There's even a one-shot kind of thing, Power Rangers Unlimited. There's like, it's almost like an anthology kind of series, but it's still canon, to where like SPD shows up trying to take down one of the evil villains when they were like younger in their career, stuff like that.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, they do it in creative ways.
Okay. And then, like, during the, because it was later in this, or after they fight in that, when after they fight the evil Kim and evil Jason, and when they fight, and then you have a part where this is when they finally morph into their mechs or Zords. And I was just like, no, they try to fight the evil demon guy and they shoot at him. And I'm like, I don't like them all with guns. I liked his better when it was like axes and
trident. Well, they do have their melee weapons. They did show them.
Even the sword shoots a laser beam.
I don't know if it does like that throughout the show, but yeah.
It was just, yeah. I mean, I did appreciate the jokes where she's like, he's ugly, I don't want to marry you anymore. Like, I did appreciate
it. So what bothers me, and I might have made this mistake before, where, because I haven't seen the movie in a long time, I thought Malagor was actually Dark Spectre, which is probably the most dire villain in entire Rangers canon. Like, he is the elite of all villains, right? That's what Dark Spectre looks like exactly. So they use Malagor's suit for Dark Spectre in Power Rangers in Space and made it a whole new enemy. And that is now in the comics and is completely canon as Dark Spectre.
Weird.
Oh, I see. How to say you're cheap.
It's not the first time they've done it either. Other suits. They even used Beetleborgs as like enemies in later seasons. I think it was in Space.
I just looked it up. Yep. It didn't even change it at all. Same fucking suit.
Yeah, it's the same fucking suit.
Wow, that's just stupid. Does this villain ever come? Does Malagor ever come back? Or is it just a movie villain?
No, I think that he's just one appearance only in Turbo Movie.
And they're like, people forgot about this. We'll just reuse this. We have it sitting around here.
Yeah.
Or if
what's worse is that the Turbo Movie is canon.
But how many people actually know the whole Power Rangers canon?
Me.
I mean, I know there's people out there. I know there's a YouTube guy. Like, there's people, but I feel like they're like, we don't give a shit. We make our money off toys. The show don't.
When I would read comments on like the comic issues, like people get fucking crazy about it, dude. As far as like knowing the lore and continuity and everything, they get nuts. That's any fandom, though, really.
Yeah, no, that's anything. I get that way with Star Wars sometimes.
I think I do a little bit too.
I have my things. And then after they go out, it's when they finally run away from him after the demon comes. He gets all gigantic, and then they get in their cars, and then they just morph. And I did not like the Zord at all. Like, this is an ugly, ugly Zord.
I like the helmet.
I guess out of every Zord that has come before it, because if I really look back, there's been 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 Megazords. Not that many seasons yet, but 5 Megazords, if not more. And this one is not the greatest looking one of them all.
Well, my other issue with it is, isn't normally when the Zords morph, like, you could actually take all the toys and put it together to make it?
Yeah.
I feel like in this, you couldn't. Because, like, the cars wouldn't really work right.
You ever heard of Transformers?
I don't know. It's just like, it just seemed really off to me. I'm like, does this make sense?
I'm sure they found a way. I was never interested in owning a Zord of that, so I never really looked into it, but I'm sure they found a way if they brought it out.
I mean, was it in the picture, like a year, like, well, months ago, I sent you a picture. I was at a toy swap and some guy had a ton of Zords on his table.
I don't think that one was in there.
He was sitting there like, somebody buy my toys.
One thing I did notice about Turbo as a series in general is it does get a lot of hate for a lot of good reasons. But it's like the one of those seasons where it's not revisited a lot, unless you're talking about Tommy as the Red Ranger for the brief period that he was. That's about it. You don't really get a lot of merchandise that reflects it. Like, even in the board game that I now play, that I have all these expansions for, the only Turbo Ranger, I think, in the entire set, and I'm telling you, there's a ton of expansions. The only one, I think, is Tommy. I don't think there's any other Turbo Ranger represented in that game.
Huh. That's weird. I mean, like, for Funko Pop-wise, as a guy who knows his Funko Pops, there's really not a lot of Power Ranger stuff that's not the original cast.
Well, that's a lot of merchandise in general, and I think that's one reason why the Lightning Collection from Hasbro kind of struggled a little bit, because a lot of people were bitching about that, like, oh, most of the stuff they're coming out with is the original stuff. But you got to think, though, like, when they're bringing out this stuff from other sets, it's not selling as much, and it sits on the shelves. I saw it all the time. Most of the collectors are us older guys from that original, like, Rockstar first few seasons.
That makes sense. I was just thinking, I didn't realize that some of the actors had stayed longer. Like, I knew Tommy doesn't leave, but that was about it.
Yeah,
Adams
actually came back in a later one. Shit, Kat, obviously, for the new movie. I don't know if she's done anything outside of that. But yeah, they occasionally come back now. And then Jason's come back more than a few times.
That's cool. Also with the Zord, the shield is a tire.
Is it?
Yep, it looks like a tire. My other issue with it is how quick the fight is. Like, they morph, they hit him with the sword, and I think that's just about it. Yeah, and that's it, and then he falls in the water and dies. Like, oh, yeah, we don't even get a fight. They're like, we don't have the budget for this shit. The only
thing that stood out to me was the setting. The environment in which they fought, I thought, was different from the norm. You usually get a city or, like, some weird, like, deserty type area, but this was like an island, and you could see the palm trees in the bottom and a volcano. I thought it was a pretty cool setting for a Zord fight. I did like that.
That's fair.
As one chunky robot.
Oh yeah, it's a beefy robot.
I just didn't like it. I did kind of like the random henchman that she has with him, the skull guy in the blue orb thingy.
I don't even know his name, but she calls him Christmas Ornament at one point, and I like it.
Does he stick around? Like, is he in the actual show too?
Yeah, he sticks around.
Okay, so that's why they put him in this movie. They're like, hey, we got actually props.
There's one that's like her right hand. It's kind of almost like a Finster. I think it's like Porto or Porthole or some shit. He's not in this movie.
Oh, that seems odd. Also, if I'm assuming Divatox is in the Japanese show that they're stealing from, like, does she look close to the same?
Honestly, I don't know who the villain is. It's probably a completely different villain. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Because maybe they didn't steal that then. Because Rita was the same villain from the original show, I think, right?
Well, yeah, and so were the Zed was an all new American villain that wasn't in the Sentai.
Oh, okay.
And they did an amazing job with him. And then you got they went back to the Japanese footage when it came to the Machine Empire and Zeo.
Every so often you make me want to watch the show, and then I notice that there's like hundreds of episodes, and I'm like, yeah, I'm good.
Unless you're doing recaps, don't do it. There's a guy that I've been watching recently. I'll put it in the chat here. But he does a pretty good job of summing everything up and getting to the point.
Tried that once, but I just didn't.
Well, you probably were watching Nostalgia Critic, and he does a great job himself. But
no, it wasn't that jerk. The guy with the glasses, right? That you talk about Nostalgia Critic?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, I like Nostalgia Critic. Now, it was Linkara was the one I remember whenever he was reviewing a bunch of the
Power Ranger stuff. I watched a whole documentary about that on YouTube about those guys, about Channel Awesome. It was pretty good, though. I was like, I'm trying to catch up on YouTube lore that I missed over the years of these people that came and went. And I'm like, this is cool to see. No, I've never watched any videos, but just watching documentary didn't sound like too great of a guy. But yeah, no, I don't
get into all their personal lives and goofy shit. Just as long as I enjoy the videos, I'm good.
Well, I don't care about his videos. So you don't think he does? He still make videos?
I don't know. I assume he does.
The Nostalgia Critic.
Yeah.
Yeah, I still watch him.
Okay. No, I just never cared. I don't know. I don't want to see your face when I click the thing. I want to have the intro where you talk and I skip it and get right to the point of what I'm here for. That's just me personally. Like, I mean, there's a reason why I have no interest in making videos because I don't want to see other people's face. I don't want to see my face. Like, you want my voice. You want my comments. You don't need, you know, like.
Also, he does those really dumb bits where he like does a bunch of live action stuff. And sometimes a lot of that is kind of like, I really don't care that you're going to make a joke about you being a Power Ranger and like all this other goofy stuff. Just tell me about the movie and make fun of the movie while you're watching it.
That's, I don't like skits in any, like, I watch YouTube either. Videos. And I don't want skits.
It's cringy as hell, and I try to avoid that best I can.
I can handle if you want to do part of the video where you're standing there holding the copy of the game being like, oh, in this game, like, fine, whatever, as long as you get back to the gameplay. But when you start doing a skit and you're dressing up, I'm clicking off your videos. I don't want to watch that. That's not what I'm here for. And then the end of this movie, after they defeat the bad guy, they go back to that tournament and now Austin St. John or the hell is it? Jason is now replacing Rocky, which I thought was hilarious that, you know, the Red Ranger that replaced him is now replacing him in the fight in the arena. And doesn't it look like this should be like some kind of like black market dirty deal like going on around here? The way the room is and the people are looking like they're betting on it. I don't know. I got very much like a Fight Club type atmosphere from
it. What? They won the money so they don't close down the Angel Grove Kids Center where Justin
goes.
They
say shelter.
Did they say shelter?
They say shelter multiple times in this movie. They don't say Kids Center. They say shelter.
Oh, okay. Well, because apparently Justin's an orphan. I don't know. I know his mom's dead.
But at the same time, they say his dad is coming back. My dad went on a trip. He's coming back. He had to think about it. Like, he abandoned his son because his wife died? Like... Okay.
Great dad of the year. that story arc continues on throughout the entire show.
Does his dad show up?
I think he does near the end.
Wow, he's gone for that long.
Holy shit, that's like a whole year.
Right.
I mean, I get it. You're sad that your wife died, but you're like, yeah, son, I only loved you because of my wife. Bye.
On your own, little buddy.
It's okay. Do y'all want to hear something really funny?
Sure.
They had to explain... They didn't want to put the kid in middle school because technically everyone graduated and that was another concept too. So in order to make sure, because I'm pretty sure the kid's also probably a little bit older, in canon, in the show, he skips 2 years of middle school and goes to high school at the beginning of the season.
Why?
I don't know. It just so as it says, it just says Justin's so smart that he skips 2 years and starts high school at the beginning of Turbo. While the rest, it says very specifically the other three Rangers, which is Tommy, Johnny Young Bosch and someone else graduates high school. So
fucking weird.
It is fucking weird.
You just didn't need him there. I don't know. This movie's strange. Or why they all of a sudden bring Justin in the ring and hold him up while they're getting the check in this underground fight arena that it looks like.
Yeah. Like, hey, thanks for your support, kid. I don't know why else they're doing it.
Well, he goes to the shelter. So the whole idea is that they're low key doing it for him, but they're doing it for the other kid as well. But he's also there.
Thanks, Dad.
It's fucking weird. But good news, people listening, you can also watch this movie on YouTube
for free.
Legally, actually. Because this isn't anywhere else.
It's not. It's annoying.
If I might make a recommendation, watch it. I should watch it on my PC. Watch it on your PC with ad blocker because YouTube is awful. And the one I watched skipped every like 5 fucking minutes. And I did not feel like watching this with ads.
It wasn't that bad for me. Okay, you can actually buy this movie. There's every so often I run into stuff like TMNT was really that we did on the show was really hard to find because sometimes people that own things are weird. Hey, I'm happy when a movie's on YouTube like this. Hey, free with ads. I'm okay with that. Ad blocker can do that.
Linkara does have his stuff on, or Nostalgia Critic, whatever you want to call him. He does have all his stuff, his Power Ranger recaps on here. And he actually just... I saw Wild Force uploaded, and it said 1 year ago, so he's just slowly uploading them all. Damn, he's got... Let's see, what's his newest? He's got Dino Fury on here.
What the fuck is Wild Force? Was that bad? I feel like that was bad.
Wild Force? I didn't... that's one I didn't watch.
Okay, I didn't know who. I don't even know who the YouTuber. I didn't know who Linkara was.
Actually, I think I watched the Red Ranger in Wild Force. He's the guy that played eventually in Samurai and killed that guy with a sword.
Yeah,
that's what I remember Wild Force for.
I mean, again, I like watching YouTubers. I just don't like it when you. I don't want to see you dress up and act stupid. It's not what I'm.
Well, I don't think Linkara does that in the
Power Ranger stuff.
Yeah, he does. I don't. As far as I remember, I don't think he does that shit. But even then. The one I sent in the chat, that guy definitely doesn't, he doesn't even show himself, I don't think, for more than like a minute, if that.
Okay, I might have to check this. You got me more into Power Rangers now, so I might have to dig deep into some watch some recaps. I can handle some recap stuff.
Yeah, recaps, like, if you're doing anything that was meant for us as kids, it's got to be a recap. You can't watch the shit.
Yeah, it's hard. All right, any last things you guys want to say about the movie?
No, I guess not.
Okay. We'll go to Shelf Stacker Box, and I'll go first, get out of the way. I'm going to put this in the stack. I didn't hate it. I actually had fun with this movie. Like, will I ever watch it again? I highly doubt it, but I'm glad I checked it out. Finally, it's off my invisible backlog that I've always meant to get around to it. So, yeah, I'm glad I watched it. Go in the stack. And what about you, Joe?
Honestly, having a hard time with it, mainly because I don't know. It doesn't help that I was like in my living room cold watching this during the day. But yeah, I also probably put it on the stack. It's what it is, what it is. It's a 90s movie that was made for, you know, 8-year-olds.
That's fair. And Rich?
It belongs in a box, taped away, never to be seen again. But since it's Power Rangers, I'd have to stack it just for like purposes like this. Like I didn't really enjoy it too much. It's great for the nostalgia feel. That's all I get out of it, so I guess at best stack.
Okay. All right. I think that's everything for this. Oh, and I do kind of want to announce our next Power Ranger thing that we're going to try to plan on the show is we're going to try to watch the 5-episode Green Ranger arc. So,
oh, yeah.
That will be, you will get that at some point, hopefully sooner than later. But yes, that is my plan. And it's on YouTube, so I can easily watch all of it.
That's my question. Okay.
Yeah, it's on YouTube. Well, the whole it's on hour Netflix. And a half.
It's on Netflix,
it's on too. YouTube. It's called Green with Evil. Because wasn't there a long time ago, Rich, like, or maybe not even that long ago, you were just like, this is like one of the best things ever?
Yeah, I think like one of our last podcasts, I even said, like one of our few podcasts, like in the end of the year, I might have said that.
You had a lot of, like, this is a good-ass TV.
Yeah, I watched it again as an adult, obviously, and obviously most of it was like a little rough to watch. And then it came to that part, and I was glued. I was like, oh, this is magic. This is fucking amazing.
That's why we're doing it. Because
like, it was, dude, kids our age had no right to have that good of TV at that point. Like, it was that damn good.
Okay. I'm ready to, I'm looking forward to seeing it and see what I think. So, that's coming up. All right. And if you enjoyed this episode, there were 550 other episodes of this podcast on Podbean. You can go on Podbean and find everything that we do. You can search Power Rangers, search TMNT. Search Batman. Search whatever the hell you want. You never know. We got tons of different content that we do. We do movies, comics, TV shows, whatever the hell people convince me to talk about or I convince people to talk about. So go check out our giant catalog. If you want to support the show, we do a little bit of, we have Patreon, a little bit of dollar. You can vote in our Patreon polls. We have one every month or sometimes two. So go vote, support the show. Makes me happy. Please do that. And join our Discord free. You'll see a link in the show notes for that. We're always excited to have more people join us and chat with us. And we'll give a shout out to my awesome intro and outro courtesy of Helena at Hell Has Fury. You can follow her on TikTok. And give a shout out to Bill Tucker from the Gamer Looks at 40s on this podcast quite often. Definitely go support him also. He started his podcast, Gamer Looks at 40. And I want to give a shout out to Nomads of Fantasy and their podcast that I work with. And please follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Threads, Blue Sky, TikTok, YouTube, audio only, but you can follow Game My Mom following all those things. And I think that's everything I need to say. So we will see you guys next time. Bye, everybody.
Bye now.
Yeah.